Paul Ryan applauded. From Trump, a big yawn. With the speech still underway, he tweeted, "Speech is really boring, slow, lethargic, very hard to watch." But what happened next certainly got his attention.
Good evening.
South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley, the rising conservative star who famously called for the Confederate flag to come down, included an attack on Trump and the official Republican response to the State of the Union.
"During anxious times, it can be tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voices. We must resist that temptation."
The line caught conservatives, including Rush Limbaugh, by surprise.
"First time in my life I can remember the response to the State of the Union not going after the president, but rather going after the front runner of, in this case, her own party."
Big night last night.
It was.
Today I caught up with Governor Haley in Gaston, South Carolina.
What is it that Donald Trump is saying that makes him one of these angriest voices?
You know, I mean, the one that got me, I think, was when he started saying ban all Muslims. We've never in the history of this country passed any laws or done anything based on race or religion.